We're CJMQ 88.9 FM, The Cube. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today we have John Speed in the booth, artist, a musician. So welcome, John.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
You have a new CD out. It's called No More Cowboys.
Right.
So tell us about that.
Tell you about No More Cowboys?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's one of the tunes on the album is called No More Cowboys.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess we hooked on that as a title for the album because it's a bit of a provocative statement. And
okay.
I know the girls in the band, they're always asking me, so what does it mean, this No More Cowboys thing? So we have a lot of different ways that we look at it. But when I grew up as a kid in the 50s and 60s, because I'm a certain age, the cowboy was the sort of archetypal hero.
Mm-hmm.
And with the cowboy, you always knew who was the good guy and who was the bad guy.
Okay.
And you have that thing about cowboys being out in the in nature, being in contact with nature, being facing a little bit of danger every day, but having a certain freedom in their lives. So it's this image of the cowboy that I kind of grew up with. And some of the good stuff about cowboys that we don't really have anymore.
Okay. How would you classify your music?
Well, we always have trouble with that. Usually, every time we apply for a festival or something like that, you have to give a music genre. And we usually put folk, blues, because there are some blues influences. It's based in folk, but it's the band has its own little sound. When we did this album, we really, I think, finally found our sound. And the band has, we have a stand-up bass player, and I play guitar, and there's two girls that sing, and one of the girls plays percussion as well.
Okay.
So we have this sound that we found, and it's a bit, it even has some light jazz influences in it. So it's hard to pin down, and also the songs themselves move around a little bit in their style.
Okay, so it's kind of a crossover then.
Yeah, it's a bit of a crossover. Mm-hmm. It's an indie sort of thing, you know.
Okay, how many are in the band?
Four of us.
Four of you, okay.
Yeah.
And how long have you been together?
Well, this band has evolved over the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
The four of us, three of us have been in the band for the 10 years. We changed our bass player about 4 years ago. Roger Coderre came on. Roger's from the area here. He lives in Bury.
Okay.
And Roger's been playing upright bass for years and years there, and we were really lucky to find him.
Mm-hmm. And are you from the area too?
No, I'm from southwestern Quebec, a little town called Saint-Anicet, which is on the south shore of the St. Lawrence. Really right in the extreme southwestern corner of Quebec. And I've been there for since the late 70s. I had a sheep farm there for a number of years. And
mm-hmm.
then I sold the farm, and we live in an old farmhouse out there right now.
Okay, well, that sounds exciting. So where did you record the album?
I have a studio. I have a studio at home.
Okay.
I built a studio. I'd always, when we bought the house in Saint-Anicet, I'd always wanted to have a studio where I could work on my music, and there was an old sort of falling down barn at one end of the house, and
mm-hmm.
we rebuilt all of that, and so I got a nice place to work there.
It sounds nice. Okay.
Yeah.
This is not your first album, is it?
Well, we've done two other albums, but quite a few years back before this version of the band. And quite frankly, I don't bring them out very often.
Okay.
This is the first real album that we've done.
Okay, that's interesting. How did you get into music? You've been in music for a few years?
I've been playing music since high school.
Okay.
I remember back in, would have been grade six, having mm-hmm. a little band and having three guitars plugged into an amplifier. And we used to play sock hops in high school. So music's always been in my life.
Okay, great. Now, there's 14 tracks on the album. Do you have a favorite one?
Boy, you know, I don't know if I have a favorite. Nobody ever asked me that one before. I don't know if I have a favorite. There's the song Holy Shame I really like.
Mm-hmm.
I like No More Cowboys because it's different. It's not an easy tune,
mm-hmm.
but I like that. There's a song called Take Me In near the end of the album that's quite different, and I'm proud of that song.
Okay, so yeah. Take Me In, that's number 12 on the album.
Yeah.
Okay. So I like number 2, Love Song, and I also like Shady Tree, number 5.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, No More Cowboys is good too. Now you're going to be playing around the area, Le Tremplin in Sherbrooke, you said?
Yep.
And
we're doing the Tremplin this Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and any other places you'll be playing in the townships?
We're going to play a show for the Blues Festival.
Okay, Blues Festival.
Now, I don't have the date in my head there. I'm really bad at that.
Okay.
Nicole and Joelle do all the booking work, and then they tell me where to go. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But it's in July, I think.
And it's in the townships? Blues Festival?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Are you going to be playing in Ottawa? I know that there's a Blues
Festival.
Yeah,
we've got
there.
A date up in Ottawa in a couple of weeks on the, I think it's the 11th, no, the 11th, the 16th.
16th.
Mercury Lounge in Ottawa. We're going to do a launch there. The show we're doing this weekend at Le Tremplin is our official launch here in Sherbrooke.
Okay, that's the official launch of the new CD?
Yeah.
Okay, interesting. Okay. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, John?
Well, you know, Sherbrooke is special for us. Two members of the band, Joelle Lanois and Roger, both come from Sherbrooke.
Mm-hmm.
And we've always been really well received here, and we really appreciate that. So we really hope we get a good crowd out on Saturday for the show there. It's going to be a good show, and it's a really important launch for us. So I think everybody will have a good time there. We look forward to that.
Sounds great.
I really appreciate being able to talk to you here today.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to find out some more about your music, you have a website too?
Yeah, the website is John Speed Music, MUSIC in English, .com.
Okay.
And if you go to that website, there's links to everything else. There's links to downloads for the album.
Mm-hmm.
On Bandcamp, there are links to some videos we did about a year ago that are on YouTube. So you can get everything there, johnspeedmusic.com.
That sounds pretty exciting.
Yeah.
Okay, well, all the best to you.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thanks for having me.